Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you Health Renaissance people. Yep, today we're talking about your stress response, and particularly the thyroid and adrenal, your reaction, how you respond to stress. Now, we do have to divide these talks up into what the Ministry of Truth will allow and what we're going to have to talk about in the FEMA camps. So the censored information will be on the Dr. B VIP. And thank you, all those that are helping support that channel. It's a lot of work to put these out. And it's so ideal to have a platform where we can share this data and not be censored or wiped out. We are going to do some self-censoring shift, though. There are about 50 of our videos on YouTube, and they don't get a lot of hits because they're from like 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We're talking like 10 years ago. But they're on vaccine detox, and problems with vaccines and autoimmune conditions. So we're going to self-censor. We're going to take those off, but they're going to be put on Odyssey, and that's O-D-Y-S-E-E. And our channel there is at Dr. John Bergman 1. Okay, so just look up Dr. John Bergman there. We're also going to be on our own website until they wipe that out, and BitChute. So please support. Thank you for your support so far, and get this information out there. Okay, now, and also to Extreme Health Academy. I'm going to be on there in another week for about a two-hour webinar, but we just to find a group of dynamic people that are made a difference in their own lives and difference in others. Now, adaptations that are not diseases. If you thought that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and bowel disorders are a disease, or are they an adaptation? That's right. Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, those are not diseases. Those are adaptations to stress. So let's look at this. There's only three stressors. You got physical, chemical, and emotional. And to identify the physical, you need to have x-rays. You can have heart rate variability, full thermography. But also under physical stresses, you could look at pain, stiffness, tightness, bunions. Those are all evidence of physical stressors. Chemical stress, we use a dark field microscopy, live blood cell analysis. You can also see chemical stress on thermography. And you can look at your health. Look at the skin. Is your skin pink? Like when you touch it, does it turn white? That's excess histamines. Okay, and emotional stressors. And this would be presenting like height, anxiety, impulse control, frontal lobe dysfunction, high blood pressure. All of these things are going to be reactions to the physical, chemical, and emotional. So how do you correct physical? You look at the structural and neurologic corrections. How do you correct the chemical? Oral chelation, IV chelation, sauna, you know, just detox the body, but also don't poison yourself. And then emotional stressors. How do you correct that? Neurolinguistic programming, cerebellar stimulation like cross-crawl exercises. It's amazing. I mean, look what it says in the Bible. How do you open a door? You knock. If you want something, what do you need to do? You have to ask. Literally, life is that easy. Now, we're living in a totally, completely different environment than what you were designed to live in. You have literally Cro-Magnon genes in you. Your genes haven't changed in about 60,000 years. Now, three things that have been changing. Number one, surgery has gone up through the roof. Prescription drug use, chronic illness. Now, your genes have remained constant. What's the one factor that changes that? And that's lifestyle. Now, we remain nearly identical to our Paleolithic ancestors. And according to their nutritional patterns, this has a vital relevance. Now, the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, brilliant article on there talking about chronic disease is based, okay, in nutrition and stress. But also, if you look at our insane world, is the government trying to calm us down? Is the TV calming us down and saying, look, public, don't panic? you have a 99% chance of surviving a flu this year. No, they're not doing that. There's a continuous ticker tape on the bottom. There's constant panic. Okay, so what do you get? You get a mentally unstable world. You get a completely unhealthy population. You know, people wearing face diapers, social distancing, anxiety and stress. And if you're walking down the road and you see somebody with a face mask or you see somebody without a face mask, depending on your training or your programming by the powers that be, you're going to either have anxiety, stress, that they're incredibly dangerous walking around breathing air, or they're incredibly stupid wearing a face diaper, you know, one or the other. So what do we get in this stress? We get higher disease rates, economic instability, toxic food, toxic environment. This is the world in chaos. Now realize, we did not inherit our earth from our ancestors. We're borrowing from the children. Hugely important if you look at that. So our actions, adults, our actions today, be responsible for. If you want to raise your child up in the level of fear that they have to be afraid of touching their friends, of hugging their friends, they have to be afraid of breathing air around other people, that they have to constantly have a face diaper on, that they have to be social distancing, that they have to wash their hands 20 times a day. What are you doing to the mental stability of that child? What are you doing to the mental health of that child, particularly when children have a 99.999, that's three nines after the point. They are not at risk, okay? It's time we change this world. Now, our kids are not healthy. Now, you figure they're getting 72 doses of 17 different vaccines by the time they're 18 years old. Now, 30% of our children have diabetes, 20% are depressed, 25% have asthma, 14% have a learning disability, okay, 54% have a chronic illness or injury. So it's time that we look at our kids. We have to be responsible for this. Now, I'm going to be bringing up a couple of cases of people with physical trauma affecting their body. But just know that physical, chemical, and emotional stress affect your automatic nervous system. One part keeps you alive under stress. That's the sympathetic. That keeps you alive under stress, but it also elevates cortisol, suppresses thyroid function, elevates adrenal function. So under that sympathetic, you get a huge cascade of hormonal influences designed to keep you alive in the short term. Now, what is depressed under sympathetic stimulus or fight or flight? Your thyroid is suppressed. Now, other things. If we look at non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and I'm going to take like the easiest one, and this is ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, Advil, all of those. Okay, I mean, you can't put Tylenol in here because nobody knows how Tylenol works, but people will also take that as well. Now, this increases gastrointestinal bleeding. It destroys the building block of cartilage. It has liver toxicity, eye toxicity. I mean, this is a crazy drug. Now, the average person over 65 takes 7 drugs a day. And you're talking, the Institute of Medicine said medication-related problems kill more than 100,000 people every year. It's actually around 140,000. Now, so let's look at this. Do you have a dysfunctional thyroid? Do you have a dysfunctional adrenal gland? Have you been diagnosed with a low thyroid? Are you losing hair? Are you losing energy? You have low energy, and then you go to an endocrinologist, and the endocrinologist says, oh, your T4 or T3 is low, and this and that, and they give you this wizard look that we need to give you this toxic chemical in order to help you adapt. And if you ask anyone why, why is my thyroid not functioning correctly? Why did I develop nodules? Why is my adrenal gland fatigued? Why do I not have energy? They will throw their hands up and say, it's God's will, we don't know, genetics, whatever, anything stupid. So let's see what the body does. Okay, first, I've got this one case study, and the most frustrating thing is when I get a patient, got this patient, 55 years old, had breast cancer, had a mastectomy. Now, the breast cancer happened to be on the right chest, so we know that's from dental toxicities or pulmonary toxicities. Now, when she came to me, she already had a mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation, everything. When did this start? Well, at 25 years old, she was diagnosed with a low-functioning thyroid. Now, was that bad luck, bad genes, or chronic stress? Chronic stress. Now, chronic stress causes your body to create cortisol. Cortisol is a natural anti-inflammatory, but it's also one of the first stress hormones that help your body adapt under short term. Now, your body's also under stress going to produce adrenaline, cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine. Now, so if you're diagnosed with a low-functioning thyroid, you have physical, chemical, or emotional stress. You could have nutrient toxicity or deficiency. There's going to be poor sleep patterns. There's going to be some type of anxiety. But if an endocrinologist isn't going to look for the physical, chemical, or emotional stress, he's not going to find anything. He's just going to give you a Synthroid and send you on your way. However, that was at 25 years old. This gal ended up having her gallbladder removed at 35. Why? Because the gallbladder stores and concentrates bile, and it's vital for emulsifying fats. The problem is when you're under chronic stress, your body secretes these stress hormones, and there's no off button for them. They float around in the bloodstream until they do their job. Then but the spleen sends the blood over to the liver to break it down. So gallstones, gallbladder sludge, they form from concentrated stress hormones because that's what the gallbladder does. It stores and concentrates it. Now, they removed the gallbladder when she was 35. At 45, she had fibroids and a hysterectomy. Why? Well, what's fibroids from? You're talking polycystic ovary comes from toxic foods. This is fast foods. Now, this gal, low thyroid at 25, gallbladder removed at 35, fibroids and hysterectomy, which you got to figure, fibroids, the body is walling off these toxins. And then breast cancer at 55, no one is looking at the physical, chemical, or emotional stressors. I mean, if you look at the insane circular logic, let's look at the thyroid. Hypothyroidism or low-functioning thyroid, the leading cause of hypothyroidism is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And you might say, wow, good, we know the cause. Okay, what's the cause of Hashimoto's thyroiditis? Quote, doctors aren't entirely sure why the immune system, which supposedly defends the body from harmful viruses and bacteria, turns against the body's healthy tissue. Yeah, right. Okay, end of quote. Insane circular logic. We know the cause is hyperthyroidism is Hashimoto's, but then we don't know what that's from. Okay, is that stupid or stupid? Okay, let's just say we're under chronic stress and your body's responding correctly. Now, when you look at people under stress, they have weight distribution in the belly, seat, and thighs. That's from chronic cortisol. And now we have an HPA axis, or hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Now, the hypothalamus is unique. It has one leg in the nervous system, one leg in the hormonal system. And so it gets its information from the spine in order to adapt. Now, you got to figure that the pituitary releases thyroid-stimulating hormone. The hypothalamus senses T4. And then it's going to tell the pituitary whether to release it. So whether to have the thyroid release more T4, do its job, produce whatever hormone that thyroid produces. Because it produces calcitonin, T1, T2, T3, T4. It's all over the place. Now, so you need this information in order to change how the body's responding. Now, in crazy world, you're not going to think that the thyroid is responding correctly to the environment. Okay, so what you're going to do when you go up to the endocrinologist, which has been trained, pharmaceutically trained, he's going to suggest T4, thyroxine. Well, guess what? Thyroxine is not a thyroid hormone. Now, the thyroid gland normally produces T3. Now, it'll decrease its production in the presence of thyroxine. So, see, you're taking something that's not really a hormone, but your body, parts of it, are going to recognize it. So it's going to actually decrease some of your natural thyroid production based on the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. So you get information coming up from the spine, and the spine and nervous system senses that thyroxine. And so it says, wow, cool, we don't need to tell the thyroid to produce anymore. So thyroxine often acts as an anti-thyroid hormone, especially in women. Now, thyroxine is used in hypothyroid cases to suppress oxidative metabolism. So think of this. The thyroid hormones, it produces T3, T4, regulation of metabolism, and the ratio of T4 to T3 that's released in the blood is roughly 20 to 1. So you got way more T4 than you do T3. T4 is converted to the active form of T3, which is 3 to 4 times more potent than T4, when in the liver, intestines, kidneys, and lungs. Now, when we look at this, so think of this. T4, your body produces 20 to 1 ratio to T3. T3 is converted in the liver, intestines, lungs, and kidneys. So if you have toxic blood, the kidneys and liver are not going to be functioning well. If you have a toxic diet, your intestines and liver aren't going to be functioning really well. So is anyone looking at the chemical toxicity leading to decreased T3 conversion? I don't think so. Plus, you got 99% of T3 and T4 are bound to this protein called thyroid binding globulin. Now, selenium is essential for T3 production. So think of how many people are taking Brazil nuts. Not many. How many people are nutrient deficient? Oh, my gosh. And when you look at causes, the real causes of hypothyroidism, nutrient deficiencies, heavy metal exposures, adrenal stress, and we're talking chronic illness. And if you take toxic fats such as polyunsaturated fats, and this is canola oil, soy oil, vegetable oil, safflower oil, okay, these things are processed and they weaken your immune system. So think of this. When somebody comes to me with adrenal fatigue or thyroid issues, I tell them your body is responding correctly based on the stimulus. So first, you get the stimulus. You get the physical, chemical, emotional stress. Bam, your stress hormones are released. That means cortisol and adrenaline. All of a sudden, the TSH, or thyroid-stimulating hormones, is decreased. You decrease the thyroid-stimulating hormone, the thyroid is decreased, digestion is decreased, serotonin is decreased. Why? Because you're in battle. You're trying to survive this war. Now, so what happens? When you're in a crazy world that people are not going to respond, is responding intelligently to the environmental stimulus. Yeah, I said that all in one breath. Okay, and you're in a crazy world when you have the stress response, and you go up to the doctor and he says, oh my God, you know, you need a thyroxine, which again, the hypothalamus is going to recognize that and suppress it. Oh no, you have digestion problems? You need an antacid, even though antacids decrease mineral absorption, and then you can't, without minerals, you can't utilize vitamins. Oh, you're sad? No kidding, you got no energy, and the drugs aren't working, so they give you an antidepressant that has a side effect of suicide and suicidal thoughts. Oh, you need some sleep patterns? Great, we're going to give you a drug to knock you out. Chemically induced sleep will weaken your body's immune system response and weaken your body's ability to regenerate. This is insanity. So you need to fire your doctor, because let's look at your adrenal glands. For one, your adrenal glands are the pharmacy of the body. The pharmacy of the body. They produce every mineral, corticosteroids, glucocorticosteroids, and sex hormones. The adrenal glands produce estrogens, progesterone, testosterone. They fight cancer. They produce interferon. They're vital for your immune system. Now, you're not going to have any symptoms of an adrenal problem until 90% of the adrenal cortex is destroyed. Now, we're looking at adrenal issues in 20 to 50% of women. What is 90% of women ages 20 to 50? That means that now, so why would women be so negatively affected for the adrenals? Well, for one, are they exposed to more chemicals? Possibly. Are they more sensitive? Maybe. Okay, so what happens is we're looking at the adrenals and progesterone protects you from cancer, infection, and autoimmune disorders. But guess what? If someone is taking birth control, estrogens start to get high, and this weakens your body's immune system response. So how many women are taking birth control in that age category? How many women are using makeup that has endogenous estrogens that damage the body? So let's look at this. We've got a balance between the thyroid and adrenal glands. Now, things that raise cortisol is going to suppress the thyroid function, and the cortisol is produced by the adrenals. So what causes higher cholesterol? Well, or cortisol? Low thyroid function, inflammation, stress, and tissue damage, along with vaccines and toxic food. What helps, what lowers cortisol? Healthy thyroid function, vegetables, healthy water. And you're thinking, wait a second, it can't be that simple. Can we just have healthy diet, healthy sleep, and that lowers cortisol? Absolutely it does. Now, what helps your thyroid? A healthy gut, low cortisol, healthy food, healthy water, low stress. What lowers thyroid function? Estrogen, high cortisol, liver toxicity, fluoride, pesticides, vaccines, medication. So can you see a balance here? I mean, there's a great article at the Huffington Post, or HuffPost, December 6, 2017. The title of the article is What's Behind the Secret Epidemic of Hypothyroidism? And they go in to say nearly 60 million Americans, mostly women, have some type of thyroid problem. And people with thyroid experience anxiety, achiness, muscle fatigue, weakness, weight fluctuations, hair loss, constipation. I mean, all of these are stress responses. Now, cortisol, which your adrenal glands produce, is life-saving, okay, in the short term. I mean, it regulates fat and protein metabolism. It's your immune system. It's anti-inflammatory. Helps with blood pressure. Everything. However, long-term cortisol, you're talking impaired cognitive performance, altered thyroid function, sugar imbalance. So it's not the cortisol. Now, fluoride is in so many different products. Yeah, some communities in crazy America will still fluoridate their water. The fluoride has been used as an anti-thyroid treatment since the 1800s. And they knew that fluoride ingestion was linked to goiter, which is a swelling of the thyroid gland. Up until the 70s, scientists in Europe would prescribe thyroid to reduce a basic metabolic rate in people with overactive thyroid. And you can find thyroid in Dole pineapple, canned, Snapple, Classic Coke, cans and soda. I mean, virtually anything made with water. Now, iodine is the key component. Now, you are exposed to fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. Now, bromine is in bread, non-organic bread products, fluorides in the water, and a lot of different manufactured products because we're fluoridating the water, and chlorine is in the water. So if you are iodine deficient, if you have a deficiency of iodine, the fluoride, chlorine, and bromine are all halides, which are similar in structure to the iodine. So the only way to correct that toxic environmental exposure is you've got to supplement with iodine. You just got to. Also, leaky gut. You got to figure, leaky gut, soy is not a health food. And if you've been watching the news lately, a lot of baby food manufacturers are getting in trouble for putting toxic ingredients in baby food. Now, infant-fed soy formula have up to 20,000 times the amount of estrogens. Now, so why are we bringing this up? Because if estrogens are high, it's going to cause fibroid formation, endometriosis, low thyroid function. So does that mean if you're taking in a lot of different soy products that you could be diagnosed with a low-functioning thyroid? Absolutely. Now, xenoestrogens and estrogens, you can find these things that act like estrogens in hormones in meats, foaming agents, cosmetics, birth control pills, spermatocides. So women are hugely affected by this. Now, progesterone protects from the catabolic effects of cortisol. Its effects are opposite of estrogen. So progesterone can instantly activate the thyroid and the ovaries. And so what kind of things increase progesterone? Eggs, wild yams, shellfish, walnuts, oregano, thyme. There's ways to increase progesterone that will help your overall body. Now, omega-3 to 6 ratio, you're talking healthy diets are about 1 to 1 or 3 to 1 ratio, so about the same omega-6 to 3. Now, disease starts at omega-6 to 3 ratio of 8 to 1. American diet is around 20 to 1. Corn oil is around 60 to 1. So we are a toxic deficient population. So how do you correct this? You correct this, number one, by eliminating the toxins and looking at the physical, chemical, emotional stress. Now, we recommend juicing and blending. Why? Because these people that have low-functioning thyroid or adrenal fatigue have low stomach acid. So juicing and blending pre-digests it and gets the nutrients in the system. High antioxidant fruit, beets, seaweed, lemon juice, spinach, herbs for cleansing are stinging nettle and burdock root. That's going to cleanse the kidneys and help the blood. The antidote to adrenaline and cortisol, we're looking at B3, super important. And also vitamin C, vitamin E, beta-carotene, and again, selenium. This is why I'm taking Brazil nuts every day except Tuesday, and I don't take it Tuesday because it's my fast day. Then you've got to detox your system by chlorella and spirulina are fantastic. These are algae that have high level of chlorophyll. And also, bentonite clay absorbs toxins. Don't take the clay with supplements, but take it separately. And this is a great way if you've had toxic environmental exposure to help your body recover. So solutions to adrenals and healthy thyroid. The solutions, drink more healthy water. Eat more organic veggies, eliminate or reduce the medications, find out why the doctor prescribed them, and fix the source of that. Eliminate refined foods, eliminate enriched foods, look at the environmental toxic exposure, and deal effectively with the physical, chemical, emotional stress. The causes of this is you're talking high fructose corn syrup beverages, standard American diet, medication use, refined foods, enriched foods, environmental stress, and toxins. It's really that simple. Your body is responding correctly based on the environment. It's not magic here. Now, on the on the censored portion, okay, we're going to get we're going to put all this data up, but we're also going to talk about other responses to stress. Now, you might be confused, and this is kind of funny. I found that the meaning of this, because we've had the alpha variant of 2019, then there have been over 12,000 different variants identified. So it's supposed to be alpha, data, delta, lambda, I think was going to be the next one. So why did they just jump to Omicron? Well, the next letter up was Z, or XI. Okay, now XI is the same name as the president of China. So it would be politically incorrect to name the next COVID variant after the president in China. So the World Health Organization unceremoniously skipped XI, okay, and used the next letter in the lineup, Omicron. So if you're wondering why they skipped a Greek letter, well, guess what? Because it was politically incorrect to call this COVID variant after the president of China. I just thought that was just mind-blowing. This is Dr. John Bergman, your voice of of, God, common sense. God bless you. I love you. And maintain your sanity in the world of craziness, because you can infect people around you with sanity. Walk around with no mask and hug people. Okay, get out there. Enjoy life. Spread love. This is Dr. John Bergman. God bless you, and I love you.